So I want Z to tell us, because this weekend, the one that's just passed, she took a whole lot of first-time travelers to Cape Town.
Exciting.
So these are people who had never, either they'd never been in a plane before, but they'd certainly never seen Cape Town before. One of them, our own Nomcebo, who works here at The Real Network with us. Another one was Jane Malachi, who, of course, has been a part of my life for 12 years and longer. And Jane must have been in her element.
She was a ball.
I remember. Tell us about it. Who were they? Why? What? When? Where?
Okay, yes. I am from Torvis Travel Services. Yeah. And
great company.
It's a wonderful company.
That's
it's
an unsolicited testimony.
There we go.
Okay. Anyway, carry on.
It's a wonderful company. We have 5 divisions, and we sat down, we identified staff members who has never traveled, who has never been on a flight, on a plane, and we grouped them. I took 24 staff members to Cape Town.
Look how wonderful.
And it was so beautiful.
Look at that.
It was blissful. Oh, my goodness. That's me over there.
Were some of them frightened of going on the plane?
They were. But, you know, seeing their faces light up when they just enter the plane and taking pictures of every single moment, you know, while they are checking in, seeing their bags. You know, one of the fascinating thing is when we came back and I saw Jane. So we were waiting for our bags and Jane saw her bag. She was just documenting the whole thing.
You see, these are the things that we, if you travel as much as Kate does and as much as many of us have, you forget the little things oh my God, my bag.
You do.
Right?
You do.
Yeah. It's exciting.
When you lose it.
No, when you lose it, it's a different story.
Oh my goodness. I thought I lost
mine. So what did you make them get up to in Cape Town? What did you put on the agenda?
So the agenda was, we had a lot of young people. So one of the things that we did is to visit our own restaurants. We have restaurants, Key 4 in the waterfront, at the waterfront, rather. They did the red bus tour, and it was so lovely. It was cold, but we just want to be upstairs, and they were just taking beautiful pictures.
Look there.
Was the weather good?
The weather was good on the first day. It was warm. And I was like, hey, this is summer.
Yeah.
But the following day, on Friday, it was cold. That's when we took the red bus.
That was so... Did you manage to get to the aquarium?
We did manage to get to the aquarium.
Great. That's one of my favorite places.
We did. But, you know, it was just so heartbreaking when we didn't get the opportunity to actually go on the boat cruise. The weather was bad.
It was a good thing.
Yeah, but I mean, we enjoyed ourselves. They documented every single moment, from the food, you know, they were taking pictures of the food, laughters, funny jokes, making jokes. It was just so beautiful. Like every moment they were taking pictures, I feel like I was just...
How did you choose those 12 people?
So different divisions. We then went to their general managers. We're like, please... check in your divisions who has never traveled. I mean, we have learnerships that we run a program for the whole year. So most of those students, they have never traveled. We have even people who have been in the company for 10 years, more than 10 years, 5 years. And the general managers will then identify those people and give
See, Kate, you can't be at a travel company and not have traveled.
No, absolutely. But you know, having said that, girls, it's amazing. Just before Christmas, I finished updating a big international travel guide to South Africa, Photos, Essential Travel Guide. And I was doing with my daughter Tara, we did the whole of Mpumalanga. So we were going to posh game lodges, crew got all over the place. So often the travel agent had either hadn't been to a lodge or they'd given the clients false expectations. You know, if that, that's, and that's something you must never do. What was great, and I mean, the price of some of these lodges now, they were packed. They were packed.
Good.
Packed.
Okay.
With foreigners, Russians, Americans. And I must just say something here. The Americans, you know, we complain about South Africa a lot, of course we do. The Americans were saying, we told them, and the camps were full of Americans, we said to them, because many were complaining about President Trump, we said, you know, we have a government of national unity. What? They said, a government of national unity? We could never in America have a... And I said, look, it's a bit creaky, it's young, it's learning to work. People are astonished that we have a government of... We forget that. We forget how far we've come in 30 years. And when you think of America and how polarized it is now, there's sort of no middle ground. But from your point of view, travel, Americans still flocking to
South Africa. Is a very, very popular tourist destination. We've got wonderful things to show the world.
And affordable.
Absolutely. And, and Cape Town is a bit of a jewel.
It is. Exactly. It is. And so just to add on that, what better way? I mean, we are in a travel industry.
Yes.
And what better way for us to sell the experience? We have had these people selling these products. So
now,
they can sell the experience.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know? So for me, it's a win. They experienced it. It was beautiful. They know what we have, the products that we have in Cape Town. They can sell it better because they have experienced it.
Was there, was there a lot of drinking?
No.
No. Because I know you guys are Tourvest Travel Services. You guys,
partying.
Big time. Kate, don't believe a word she's telling you. These guys know how to really let rip.
No, we do.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, we do. But not a lot. You know, we it was moderate, you know. I was just taking care of it.
And, you know, the other thing is, these people, it's like a pebble in a pond. They're now going to tell their friends, their clients, their families about it. And do you know, that's the very best advertising.
Word of mouth.
Marketing for travel is word of mouth. It's word of mouth. It's, you know, it really is. It's not paying fantastic sums to advertise it. I went with Tourvest. I went to such and such a camp and had such a fabulous time. And it's amazing how word spreads.
Definitely.
But you guys at Tourvest have a lot of properties. You've got amazing hotels and lodges. Yeah. You've got restaurants. You've got shops that you're part of. You know, it's a massive, massive business. And now you're international as well.
Yes.
You know, there are divisions. Really? It's incredible. And this is a South African company that's among the biggest and best in the world, and it's something worth celebrating. And I think it's great that the people who work there are being looked after.
They have.
And that there are things that they can look forward to. If you'd never traveled anywhere before, you've been stuck in some office for 3-4 years, everybody's talking about, oh, they're going here and they're going there, and you suddenly get your chance.
Yeah.
And
lovely.
Also, I find, you know, visitors to South Africa, everybody remarks on the friendliness of South Africa. When I write this last guidebook, I actually write the greeting is, good morning, how are you? We say that automatically.
Yes,
if you're
yes.
coming up the stairs here, I'll say, good morning,
and how are you?
Yeah.
You try doing that to a checkout person in
Austria.
In Somerset.
In China.
I don't know. There's this funny woman here.
Yeah.
But it's the friendliness and the good service
and
the affordability and what you get. You know, a 5-star hotel in South Africa, you're not going to get, for that price, a 5-star hotel in Istanbul
or
no.
London or whatever.
So, what did they love the most?
The food.
Really? Food,
we
huh?
were eating every single moment.
God. So they all come back much heavier.
Me too.
What did they like? Was there any sort of general consensus about what they liked best? Or did they all have something different?
You know, I think most of them, they enjoyed the flight. Yes. All of them, it was the first experience.
Yes.
So from us going inside the flight, they were taking videos.
Taking off.
And, you know, if you had an iPhone, we had like a phrase word, iPhone. So we have to give them iPhones because, I mean, they take better quality pictures. And they were just taking pictures. My phone is so full with videos of them in a flight, them taking pictures. Because I had to check, is everybody in a flight on our WhatsApp group? And everybody was taking pictures. We are all here.
That's where people lose themselves.
And you know, we forget because when you're a very regular traveler, the thing you don't look forward to is
the flight. You dread
the flights.
Yeah.
I'm not rich at all. I don't have any money, so I fly steerage. You know, I'm flying economy. Yeah. And you just dread a fly at night so you can take a sleeping pill and get it over. So it's so lovely to hear. And it reminds me, and I'm sure Gareth, of our first flight. Mm. And the wonder of it. Yeah. And did anybody freak out at all or... Well, they were quite cool once they were in the plane.
Just one lady was freaking out. Oh, my goodness, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm like, just relax, you know, drink water. You know, I had to check up on her. But when I turned and looked at her, she was just having a ball, you know. And
I
was actually thinking about this morning. And I was like, Z, when was your first flight? And how was your experience?
Do you remember?
I do.
When was it?
It was 2000. I'm not sure, 2009, if not 2008 or 2010.
Yeah.
I was part of a musical group, Africa Umoja.
Yeah.
And so I was still new, fairly new. 2 weeks in the industry, and one lady fell sick. They then said, you are going with us. They didn't change the details of the flights. I was traveling as Siviwe.
Oh, wow. So you traveled under a false ID.
Yes.
Wow.
I almost didn't get in the flight. And, you know, I was not pampered. I was not babysitted. I was just, you know, traveling behind everybody and trying to do everything.
Well, somebody said now, just pop that comment back up here, that Judith, she said, I saw the same look on my colleague's face when she first traveled with me for work to KZN. She was a little nervous on the plane, but when she saw the beach for the first time, it was priceless.
It was.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
It was.
That's very special.
When we were in Kemp's Bay, but let me tell you, they went inside.
They went into the water?
They went into the water.
Oh. Have you got any more pictures, James?
Yes, I think there's one that I took.
Oh, yes. My God, right. I mean, that's not a great day in Cape Town.
It was not a great day, but they went there. As a black South African woman, we know when we see the beach, we just want to go there, and we believe that it takes away all the bad
aura, your sins.
All my sins away.
They do. They look like a group of pilgrims. Yeah. They look exactly.
And a funny thing was last year, because this was the second group that we took to Cape Town for the first time travelers. So my manager, Tracy Vandenberg, took the first group last year in end of May. And one of the funny stories that she shared was that a couple of people were trying to get the water so they can travel back with it at home.
In a bottle.
And Tracy was like, no, I'm not sure they will allow that in a
plane. They won't. They won't let you on a plane with that.
They won't.
But we understand that whenever we go to Durban, I mean, obviously we won't go in a flight. We will travel by car. We will then, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'll give you a very good tip for when you get very old. It's worked about 3 times. It worked in Istanbul immigration, which amazed me at security. I have a bottle of water and I say, I'm very good at going into frail little old granny mode. So I went into frail little old granny mode. I said, it's for my medication.
And they let you have it.
Truly, I've got through about 3.
Yeah. I'm sure you have lots of useful tips. I don't know if you should share them all.
No.
All right, well, Z, very nice.
I don't advise it. No, you've got to be able to get away with that.
You've got to be an old granny to get away with that.
You have, exactly.
Z, thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up with you soon. And well done for taking all these people on their first trip.
Lovely story.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. So special.
It was just so special,
so
you know.
Special.
The tearful thank yous were so blissful.
And they will never, ever forget.
They will never forget.
It's definitely something very special. I saw it last year. I saw those looks on people's faces that were in the comments as well. Just, you know, the things you take for granted. Humans have this funny thing where we reset our default to whatever the best experience we recently had was.
Yes.
And we forget how grateful we would have been for that just a year before.
Exactly.
No.